In the aftermath of Sunday's deadly attack on a college in northeastern Nigeria, the Nigerian government is facing questions about the lack of protection provided to students in one of the country's most dangerous provinces. A state of emergency was declared in several northeastern provinces earlier this year, in the wake of increased violence from Islamist insurgent group Boko Haram. In the latest attack, militants stormed an unprotected agricultural college around 1 a.m, killing students as they slept or fled. Vatican Radio spoke to Cardinal John Onaiyekan, who heads the Diocese of Abuja in central Nigeria, and is in Rome for a three-day interfaith conference run by the Sant'Egidio community entitled The Courage of Hope: Religions and Cultures in Dialogue. He spoke to us about his hopes for an end to the Boko Haram attacks and about the importance of supporting religious leaders across the world as they work towards peace.
The bad news we have just heard from my country, Nigeria, where some terrorists woke up students in a college and killed over 40 of them is very sad indeed. Unfortunately, this is not the first time that this is happening. Not too long ago, they even went to secondary school and killed 11 children. And these are soft targets where nobody was challenging them. Our president said, this is the act of cowards who don't want to face soldiers and they are killing children. My own reading of the situation is that the robust military response of our government has broken the backbone of the Boko Haram. They are no longer in a position to launch massive attacks. Their training camps have been scattered. Their leaders have been many killed, and most of them have scattered all over the countryside. Now, it is these people scattered in the countryside that are carrying out all kinds of activities like the ones we saw. It is also rumored that there is a division among them. And one of the reasons for the division is that some were prepared to accept the offer of amnesty and dialogue, which the government has given to them, while the hardcore refused to do so. And the result is a division in their midst. Now, those hardcore would want to show that we are still fighting. My hope and my prayer is that this sporadic but very, very sad incidents will gradually end. As far as the dialogue among religions is concerned in view of peace, I want to say two things. The first is that there has been a poor historical record of relationship between Christians and Muslims. Our religions have been used in the past centuries for war. We still remember the Crusades and the Jihads. So for this reason alone, it is necessary to say it loud and clear. We are now in a new era. Vatican II already moved us in this direction. Vatican II in Nostra Aetate did say, although in the past we've had very bad history, now we have decided that we'll start a new life. We thank God for Vatican II, but unfortunately Vatican II was a council of the Catholic Church. The Muslims were not there. Many Muslims are adopting this attitude. We take time for it to go around. And we believe that those Muslims who agree with the Pope should not simply congratulate the Pope for having said a nice thing. They should actually go out themselves and say it loud and clear to those whom they lead, because this is where we should be going. We know too that if Christians and Muslims agreed on this matter, the peace of the world would be easier to achieve. There's a second point that we need to make. We have seen the efforts of humanity to install peace in the world, but something is missing, namely the spiritual dimension. Religious leaders have to come in at the highest level of world peacemaking. Perhaps the world out there are suspicious of religious leaders. They even think that religions are part of the problem and cannot be the solution. But they should know that the problem aspect of religion is small compared to the positive impact and role that religion can play to bring humanity to living together in peace and harmony. If the international community gave a little bit of support to encourage religious leaders all over the world, wherever there are crises, to come together and meet the belligerents, I think a lot of progress will be made. Unfortunately, religious leaders are trying their best, but we don't have the economic clout. We can't even make journeys. We can't travel around. We can't reach out to terrorists in the bush with whom we might be able to talk. The Pope, as Pope, speaks, and his word carries weight. A war was almost starting. The Pope shouted and shouted. Nobody listened to him. The Secretary of State of the United States was spitting fire, and he's a Catholic, by the way. Until the Pope went on his knees and told everybody to join him, Catholics to pray and ask other religious organizations to pray, and all did. You might say there may be other reasons, but as far as I'm concerned, God answered our prayers and a war was averted. Now, that is the Pope. Can you imagine what will happen if other religious leaders all over the world had the wherewithal to play a positive role in these matters? What I'm saying of the world leaders, I'm even saying of my own country, Nigeria. Our government is not even thinking of involving us religious leaders in dealing with the situation on hand. We are trying our best now to really go and let them know that you may be missing something. Let's hope that they will listen.